Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, depending on where you are on Mother Earth. It is a delight to welcome you to this Blog Talk radio program, Soul Healing Miracles Through Love, Peace, and Harmony. I'm Master Marilyn, and it's my honor and delight to lead this Blog Talk radio program to share with you wisdom related to love, peace, and harmony, to share with you stories, to have you share your stories, your experiences, your wisdom related to love, peace, and harmony, this sacred soul song. What we are going to do is we will use the four powers of Master Shah to prepare to sing this sacred song. And the first power is body power. That means how you put your hands and what you do with your body. And it's really very, very simple. You can either sit on a chair, you can sit on the floor, you can sit in a lotus position, half lotus position, just fold your legs naturally. You can also even be in bed. So what if you are in bed, then the sound power will be silent. And if you are not in bed, try to move so that your back is free. Now, if that's painful for you, please sit in a way that's comfortable, because it will limit the benefit if you are in pain. So this is body power. I'm going to also ask you to put both hands below your navel. There's a key energy point below your navel, the lower dantian, for energy, stamina, vitality, immunity, lung life. It's a wonderful energy point. So we always want to develop and build this energy point. It's also the energy point that we are constantly withdrawing energy. I was going to say withdrawing money because the comparison to a bank account is so perfect. We are always, or, you know, you can also compare it to a gas tank in your car. If when your car is running, you're going someplace, you're using energy. You're using the fuel, whatever form it happens to be. That's like our lower dantian. We're constantly using the energy there, so we need to always be filling it up. The next power I'm going to ask you to do is mind power. And that is creative visualization. I'm going to ask you to focus on a space in the body called the zhong. Z-H-O-N-G. And this space is from your waist to the base of your body, and it's the back half of your body. Most specifically, it would be wonderful if you could focus on the Ming Men acupuncture point. This point is directly opposite your navel. The one sentence secret for mind power is where you put your focus is where the light will go. So when you focus on the Ming Men, that is where the light will go. When you focus on the Ho-Chung, that is where the light will go. The Chung is our core. Everything is there. So if you do focus on that, you are sending golden light to every aspect of who you are. The sound power is going to be the song, Love, Peace, and Harmony. As we are singing, become love, become peace, become harmony. Okay, good. Master Shah calls that chanting in the condition. We become what we sing, what we chant. And the last one is soul power. And that means to say hello. So you will say hello to inner souls, and that's anything inside your body, and outer souls, that's anything outside your body. So please repeat after me. Dear soul, mind, and body of love, peace, and harmony, I love you, thank you, honor you, appreciate you. Please turn on and bless my, and think of something on the physical level, mental level, emotional level, spiritual level, finances, relationships, intelligence, and more. Dear soul, mind, and body, of all the love, peace, harmony downloads to all souls in all universes, I love you, thank you, honor you, appreciate you. Please turn on and radiate in a powerful yet gentle way for the many places on Mother Earth where people do not feel or experience peace. It could, for many, it's because of warfare. For many, it's because of conflicts within the family, within the workplace, within the neighborhood. For some, it's because of what is happening to Mother Earth. Realize that every place you thought of, every place that I said, has downloads of love, peace, and harmony. Every soul, not just one group soul, but every single soul. So if you are thinking of an area where there is conflict, every person has a download of love, peace, and harmony. However, every organ, every system, every cell unit also has downloads of love, peace, and harmony. Just imagine what can happen for yourself, for your own health, all those things I said at the beginning. And then also think of how empowered we are to help others simply by asking their downloads to please turn on, please radiate more love, peace, and harmony to one another. And then we sing. So we will keep this in our awareness. And when we do that, when we are aware of places where more love, peace, and harmony would be a wonderful thing, what we're doing is we're filling our homes, our work, parts of Mother Earth with love, peace, and harmony. That is so beautiful because it truly brings more light and joy to the gatherings that we will be participating in. So right now, focus on being love, peace, and harmony. If images come to you, wonderful. If they do not, that's also wonderful. English. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony, love, peace, and harmony. Lula, Lula, Lula. Focus on your zhong, which is from your waist to the base of your body, the back half. So the soul language is particularly helpful in having our zhong radiate even stronger. So we'll sing that three times, just the soul language. We have a caller that I didn't get a chance to really talk to very much last weekend. Fortunately, the caller is back on the line. That's wonderful. The line, the number ends with 3883. So the line is open, and you can either share an experience, ask a question, make a comment.
Hi, Mr. Marilyn. This is Victoria in Napa.
Hello, Victoria in Napa. Wonderful. I'm glad you have a few more minutes today. That's because I had to cut it off very abruptly.
Oh, I remember, but that's always fine. Not to worry. You know what I really enjoy, and I often forget, is that we can ask each soul to radiate love, peace, and harmony to each other. I mean, I know that it's possible, but I forget that as a way of sharing love, peace, and harmony, you know, in any place and everywhere. And I'm grateful that you mentioned that because we could focus in on a group that we're with if we want, or we could focus in an area like you mentioned, or just, you know, walking down the street and being with people. So I find that really a great way to look at things, to see that we really can make a difference. It's not just where we are and that we're being loving with people where we are, but that it can happen anywhere.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for that.
And, you know, the other thing about that also is that it makes what you're looking at totally different. You're not just looking at trash on the street. You're looking at papers and whatever else it might be that has many, many downloads of love, peace, and harmony. And so you can ask them, please turn on and sing with me. Everything becomes a very different experience.
Oh, you're so right. We would look at everything differently.
Mm-hmm. And then clearly we would look at one another differently, too. We'd look at ourselves differently when we look in the mirror. You know, sometimes we have a bad hair day or something. You know, we just look in the mirror or got out of the wrong side of bed, whatever it happens to be. But if you look in the mirror and say, wow, you know, every single soul in your body has love, peace, and harmony, and all I need to do is turn it on and ask them to sing.
And so really, another way to say it is everything is a source of love, peace, and harmony.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
If I'm radiating out love, peace, and harmony to all these souls, they are also radiating it back to all souls, and that would include me. Amazing. Isn't that amazing?
It is, because generally one doesn't think of a piece of trash on the sidewalk as a source of love, peace, and harmony. But now we can recognize that it is.
You know, isn't that the truth? It's really the truth. And that just popped into my head. I think that the soul of love, peace, and harmony wants us to shift our attitudes about things.
Definitely. Because we do think of people as being potentially very wonderful, in our opinion, but not necessarily all the objects.
Yes. Exactly. So it does, it allows us to move through our day, not only being love, peace, and harmony, but to be surrounded by love, peace, and harmony. And it creates an environment of love, peace, and harmony. That imagine, you know, like I don't always successfully do this. Let me tell you, I would love to say, oh, I do this all the time, but I don't always do this. But when I do, it's so amazing that wherever we are, that whole atmosphere can become consciously an atmosphere of love, peace, and harmony. So it's almost like we're moving inside a love, peace, harmony bubble. We can do that.
So at my house, before people arrive, I can create that beautiful bubble that people walk into.
Exactly. Exactly. And
wonderful.
You know, what also is so lovely about this, the cover, the original cover on the Love, Peace, Harmony Rainbow Light Bulb book is a rainbow light bulb. You know, Master Shah received a golden light bulb. This is the second one, and this one was rainbow. So just imagine what it would be like to really keep in our awareness that we are walking through this atmosphere of love, peace, and harmony. It was like we would be constantly walking through rainbows. The idea just tickles me.
That is really beautiful. Now, Samaritan, I have my friend Catherine with me, and she'd like to say something.
Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you, Master Marilyn. So I'm here in San Francisco. Just dropped by to Fulton and I'm back before I was able to be here. Okay, have a chanting of love, peace, and harmony, which is fabulous because what I experienced was a lot of blessings and then even the Tao point. Talk louder is what someone's telling me to do. So that was very nice, and it's nice to have the extra bits because I find that a lot of times when I feel mentally distraught or emotionally distraught, just sometimes coming in here, the vibrational frequency brings me up just being in the outer temple. And then I notice when I start talking to somebody, I'm lowering my own vibration, and being able to stay in love, peace, and harmony is what I would think I would hope that we were all here for as souls, to be in resonance with the divine instead of trying to separate ourselves from others because of whatever agenda or political or whatever thing that we need to be here for in San Francisco. So it's really a struggle for me daily to just resonate with that and that we're all part of, that we all come from the divine and there's no need to separate ourselves, whether it be on sexual orientation or the fact that we don't have medical insurance, because everybody's having a hard time with that right now. So I really appreciate this.
There are many people who are struggling, you're right. And you're absolutely right. When we begin focusing on that kind of thing, our frequency just drops and we will feel so bad. When we can shift and begin even to hum, sometimes it's hard if you're feeling, you know, sort of down. It's hard to, you know, sing out love, peace, and harmony. But just humming it. And after humming for a while, then the words would come. And there is an increase. You literally feel uplifted, just as you were saying a little bit ago. Just coming into the setting where you are right now is uplifting. That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Catherine. So once again, we have come to the end of our half hour. This is so amazing. The end of these half hours come very, very quickly. And it has been just so delightful to be able to share with you and to hear from you about love, peace, and harmony. So between now and next week, may your life be filled with an abundance of love, peace, and harmony. Bye-bye.